This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A performing artist has big dreams of making it on a New York stage, but first takes a job as a teacher for just a few years, just to maybe get a little more financially secure before making the big jump to the Big Apple. But then that teacher falls in love with teaching and realizes the classroom is where you can have a tremendous impact on so many lives. Yes, it sounds a lot like the film Mr. Holland's Opus, but this story is even better. It's a real-life story lived over these past 40 years at Detroit's Cass Technical High School. Marilyn McCormick has anchored Cass Tech's Performing Arts Department since she landed there in 1976 as a teacher, and she's retiring at the end of this school year and doing it in style with a production of Tim Rice and Elton John's Aida. Two casts for this play, one of just students and a second combined students with Cass Tech alumni. Marilyn McCormick, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so very much. It is such a pleasure to have the opportunity to talk with you.
And you actually first walked through the doors of Cass Tech as a 10th grader in 1969?
Yes, I did. My parents, we moved here from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and for some reason it was recommended that I attend Cass. And came into the business curriculum, as it were.
But it sounds like your heart was set on performing.
All the time. And they just said, well, that's something that you naturally do, and you'll go ahead and continue doing that, but you need to be able to do other things as well. As it turned out, I still am not able to do other things. this is all I do.
What brought you back then in 1976 as a teacher?
I had graduated from college and was married. My husband just got a job at Detroit Edison. And so our plan was to stay here in Detroit for about a year or so. And then we were going to try to move to New York and be artists because he was a singer. And I was into acting. And so we were just going to go and be like, you know, live that bohemian lifestyle. And what happened was my mom called me one day and she said she heard that they were hiring substitute teachers in Detroit. I came downtown here to Cass Tech and I talked to my former principal and told him I was going to go and apply to substitute teach. And he said to me, don't worry, we'd like to keep you here. And he gave me paperwork. And I was hired that day in that moment.
And then your plan changed after you tried teaching. Why?
I was totally enjoying what I was doing. I had the opportunity to read with and to my students and to share that information. We were reading plays. We were talking about it. I was doing exactly what I wanted to do. So there was no real need, no necessity for me at that point to be looking to leave.
How would you sum up your feelings toward teaching, Marilyn?
I absolutely love it. I think it is one of the most beneficial ways to make a change in society, to be able to touch lives daily in a positive way, I think is the reason that we're all here. And to know that I have something unique to offer and that will change the way people think, feel, or even look at each other is inspiring for me. I hope that it is inspiring for them as well.
I'm sure it is a two-way street. You have had so many students go on to build careers for themselves in the performing arts, and it's clear that they keep you in their hearts as they do. We just spoke with actor J. Mallory McCree, who's a regular on ABC's Quantico, and he's got quite a list of credits on TV, films, and the stage. Well, we want you to listen because this is what J. Mallory McCree had to say to you.
Ms. McCormick, I love you for helping me understand that this business at large is a game, yet I have to always remember who I am and be secure in who I am to never lose my truth, but at the same time, always bring my best self and always be excellent in my craft. There's not much that I can control in this business of acting or the entertainment industry, but what I can control is always staying true to myself, keeping my integrity, and also making sure I bring the best work I possibly can every time I get the opportunity, whether that's an audition, whether I'm on stage or whether I'm on set, it doesn't matter. Always bring my best self. Thank you, MC.
Well, I guess that's why you stayed with teaching all these years, Marilyn.
Yes, it is. That's exactly why. That's it. He summed that all up. Yes. And for him to be able to articulate that so clearly and so profoundly, that's exactly why I did it. So that he can go out and now he can teach someone else those things that he learned, he says, from me. Yes, that's why I stayed.
You know, Marilyn, it's certainly no secret that these are extraordinarily challenging times for Detroit public schools and for Detroit teachers. And I'm wondering, what would you say to someone at the very beginning of his or her journey as a teacher, especially in Detroit, or someone considering a career being a teacher?
I would tell them not to look to go into this for monetary gain, that the gain is something so much greater, that it is a personal one, and that they must be passionate about what it is they want to do. Knowing that they can change people's lives is something that can't be measured by a dollar. So stay in it. Hang in there. Plant those seeds, because that payoff is much greater than any amount of money that they could ever think of making.
And now this Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this week, your final production at Cast Tech. It's Aida. Tell us a little about Aida. You've got the two cast, and you're getting a chance to work one more time with some of your former students?
Yes, it's a dream come true. I have a former student of mine, Charles Coward. We've been in touch for many, many years. And when we saw Aida, I said to him then, that's the show that I want to do when I get ready to retire, because I think it's just so meaningful. The whole story of power versus passion and how people, in spite of things happening to them, can find their way through if they hold on to love, and that love does indeed conquer all. We were talking about my retirement, and he said, I guess it's time. It's time for us to do the show. And so we started working on it. And it occurred to me, wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to share our vision, this vision, with all of the students I've worked with in the past, so that my current students who are dreaming can work with people who are really in the business. They are on the stage, them working with people like Cornelia Smith, who's in Scandal, with Daniel Bellamy, who just did the movie, The Real MVP, on Lifetime. They're on the stage with my girls and guys are doing technical work with Charles, who has worked on shows at the Kennedy Center and the Lincoln Center. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So their dreams become real.
Well, it is, forget Mr. Holland's opus, this was Ms. McCormick's opus, Marilyn McCormick. We congratulate you on your 40 years and all of the lives that you have touched at Cass Technical High School in Detroit. Well done, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and come see the play, Aida. It's going to be special.